Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
You should celebrate yourself every day, but some days you should celebrate with jewelry. Whether you want to commemorate an unforgettable moment or just bring some added sparkle to your collection, Blue Nile can offer you expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com today and experience the ease and convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com. BlueNile.com.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night. This is Juan of the Juan Epis Life podcast, a.k.a. Cypher Sounds. Today's episode is a very special episode, an episode you can't afford to miss. Ladies and gentlemen, today's episode is from the live Juan Epis Life Live. Juan Epis Life Live. Live Juan Epis Life. One of those things. Last week, we did a live episode of the podcast for the New York Comedy Festival, and it was an ultimate success. Thank you for all the Juan Epis that came through. Thank you for selling it out. Shout out to our very special guests, Ricky Velez and Reggie Conquest on the comedy side of things. Shout out to Jim Jones and Mano on the hip-hop side of things, the Lobby Boys. Thanks to Billy June for putting it together. Thanks for DJ Juanito for providing the sounds. Thank you for Chanel helping us book the guests. Thank you for PBS taking pictures. Thank you for Jordan taking video. And here it is, baby. Here's the live one-up. It was very fun. It was very funny. And it was just a good old classic Juan Epis Life. Thank you. Oh, video. You want the video? Yeah. That's that Patreon, baby. That's that Patreon. Sign up, baby. $7.50 a month. That's nothing. $7.50. You know how much you got to pay for Drink Champs Patreon? $139,000 a week. So do us a favor. Sign up for that Patreon. Get the live Juan Ep video. Exclusive. And we'll see you next time. Juan Ep is life for life. Juan Ep.
Ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Stand Comedy Club and Restaurant. Make some noise, it's Tuesday night. As a courtesy to tonight's performers, please silence all cell phones, keep conversations to a minimum, and please no flash photography, recording devices of any kind. Guys, are we ready to get this show started or what?
Hey, what's up? Can you hear me? Yeah. All right, cool. Welcome to the live Juan Ep. Juan Ep is live. You can't hear me? Thanks. Welcome to Juan Ep is live for the New York Comedy Festival. I'm Billy, and I'm going to keep this short and sweet. And here's Cypher and Rosenberg.
Yo, is this on? Is this on?
One, two, one, two.
Turn me up, Joe. Joe, turn me up. The start of the show's already fucked up. Billy, did you introduce us? Because we didn't hear you at all.
Literally, it was like you didn't have a microphone, Billy Jim.
Chet, why is your mic louder?
Yo, always something.
Turn me up. No, I'm not. This is not a joke. Please turn my volume up. What's up?
Oh.
What's up, fuckers? I feel like...
Are
we sit?
We're sitting. This isn't like you and Will Sylvan.
What's up? Hey.
This
what's
isn't
up?
Fucking.
Yo, who's from Jersey?
How do we feel about this? How do we feel about this seating arrangement?
What do you mean?
Well, like,
what's wrong with it?
Well, yeah, we're definitely snug.
And snug, also, the stage is only but so many, you know, it's physics.
Right. So, what are you thinking though? We bring the guests on.
Yeah.
We put like the comedians here and the lobby boys here.
Okay.
Or do you want to mix and match and have Mano and Ricky Velez sitting next to each other?
No, I think we do keep them together.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
There's way more hot girls here than I thought there would be. This is awesome.
But by the way,
hi. How are you? Hi.
That is Sipe's only standard for a good show, by the way.
Because you know, Wound Up fans is a bunch of dicks. You know what I mean?
Hey, on a serious note, guys, we have been, Sipe and I have not done a live Wound Up in at least 5 years. It's been years ago.
Years ago.
Chameleonaire went to Brooklyn.
Yeah.
That's how long it's been. And so make some noise for yourselves for coming out, being the first ones out to support us.
Yo.
Actually, you know what, Sipe? And also, if you made it through the entire Mass Appeal Jay-Z series, make some noise for yourself.
Thank you. Thank you.
I can't believe I saw an announcement today. That Miss Info, our friend Miss Info, announced a new podcast, a Spotify original, Miss Info hosting the show with Nas.
Yeah, Nas has a podcast.
Nas is doing an entire podcast with Miss Info about like the history of Queensbridge. Do you think it
The history of Queensbridge.
Yeah.
Oh.
So apparently at this point in time, Nas is willing to co-host a podcast.
Right.
Because when we worked for his company, Mass Appeal.
Yeah.
We could only do a podcast about his rival and didn't get one.
We fucked up.
Yeah.
Now looking back in hindsight,
right.
We went to Nas's company and was like, what should be our first one? Who does Nas hate the most? Jay-Z.
Now, in all fairness, though, don't you think we would have suggested Nas... I feel like that's something we would have said. Like, hey, is Nas willing to do something?
Yeah, and they were like, we don't know if he's... They wanted to see how it went first.
How'd it go?
Well, it went horribly. But not how our show went, how their podcast deal went.
Right, right, right. Then this is a different thing. So anyways, congratulations to Miss Info. By the way, our whole podcast now, all we do is congratulate other podcasts. If I have to congratulate fucking Nori and EFN one more time...
No.
Fuck that Kanye interview.
Our podcast has become big enough podcasts who respect our podcast.
That's it. That is it. Yo, the last week on the radio, the amount of times that we mentioned the Nori interview, and we had to be like, yo, shout out Nori, man. Yo. Congratulations. Yo, he got the listens already. He won.
What,
We don't need to congratulate him every time. It's inherently a congratulations.
Yeah, but the Kanye interview was so big that Nori was on the Fat Joe recap of the podcast. That's how you know. If you get on that Fat Joe recap, you made it. Now, mind you, because Fat Joe recaps are so amazing, we actually tried to get Fat Joe to be on the live Wound Up.
Yep.
And He said nothing. He said fuck off.
He said ... nothing.
Yeah.
Here's my one concern about Fat Joe. Mm. I'm happy for him.
Okay.
I'm thrilled with the success of the Fat Joe show, the biggest show. Congratulations. Congratulations to Fat Joe on all of his success. And also being someone who has more money than us. I congratulate him. I don't want him to get to the point where he gets so big that he starts plugging in a microphone to do the interviews. I need my Fat Joe interviews to be yelling from across the room. That's the only way. I don't get the best one. Hey, yo, Fauci! I got my man Fauci!
Yo.
That was the one for me.
Yeah. And then I saw his setup. He got the ring light that looks like a satellite. He got the big... ring light.
The biggest.
So he went right with the video. You know what I mean? He's like, yo, I need the light to be shining on my Hector Lavoe picture or my Big Pun picture. But what about the audio, Joe? Nah, fuck the audio. Fuck it.
Yeah, it's like an aggressive anti-audio show. All right, Sipe, should we bring our guest out?
Well, let's say hello to the people first.
Oh, you want to do crowd work? Go ahead.
Yeah. What's up? Who's from Jersey? Nah, seriously. You know, it's so fucking weird. Thank y'all for showing up live and risking your lives, man, to come see Juan Up His Life.
Yes.
As I mean, some of y'all know the history. Some of y'all just, someone dragged you here and you're like, what the fuck is this? Billy, what's going on? You're making tons of noise. What are you digging for, Billy?
Billy, all right?
Billy, you all right?
Just let him be. Billy, did you... Hold on. Billy, did you hit record? Someone hit record? Okay, got it.
I just realized when I saw Peter walk into the green room that I haven't seen him in person in the whole pandemic, man.
Yeah.
So, man, this is my motherfucking brother right here, Peter Rosenberg. Give him a round of applause.
Yeah.
Because he's talking about all these podcasts, giving all these shout-outs, but I found out that he got a Spotify podcast when he posted it.
Oh.
Nobody told me shit.
Oh, you mean earlier today?
Yeah.
Right.
You got a big deal.
Well, yeah. But that was the wrestling podcast.
Yeah. The one that started after ours and the one that your co-host is a guy I introduced you to.
Right. Yep. Yeah.
Because we don't just want outsiders to shit on us. We also want to shit on each other.
You know, let me give you the let me give Sipe the obligatory bullshit hip hop language. Yo, let me just get my foot in the door. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Once I get in, we can kick the whole fucking door down, son. Get us all on, you know? I'm going to get deals for everybody.
So, yeah, so we're doing this for the New York Comedy Festival. This is a great opportunity. Billy June actually put this together because obviously...
Yo, congratulations, Billy June, on all your success, man.
Yeah.
Congratulations. He's got a girlfriend.
Look, you know, he's got a girlfriend.
He's got
Billy, look how many people came with, even though you did those shitty-ass Instagram flyers. Look at this. Look, you did it.
Yo, this shows that even if you have literally the worst graphics in the history of podcasts, you can still fill a room.
Yo, I'm going to start making Billy communicate only in voice notes so that we can then play.
Oh,
the behind-the-scenes
God.
Billy June is crazy. Then he goes, today, the last thing before we got here today, he hits me. And he goes, Sipe, I'm leaving work now. Do you need anything? I'm like what, Billy? You know, you want me to bring you food or drinks? I'm like, we're at a restaurant, Billy. We're going to be fine with the food and the drinks. Jesus.
Speaking of Billy June, we have to shout out a one-up original. Yo, a big congratulations going out for his big Kanye interview. DJ Juanito is here, ladies and gentlemen.
Juanito. Wait, he got a...
No.
Juanito, what's up? You don't have a mic? Oh, shit. Billy fucked you. All right, thanks, Juanito. You got music ready for our guests? Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, are they there? Yeah? Okay,
no,
our
there.
First guest, on the comedic side of things, New York Comedy Festival, thank you for having us, is a good friend of mine, hailing from Philadelphia. You might have seen him on Comedy Central. You also might have seen his bare naked ass on the show Insecure.
Yes.
Please give it up for my friend, Reggie Conquest.
Yeah.
Reggie Conquest. Turn it up. Turn it up. Turn it up. All the way from Philly. Even though what we do is wrong. Yeah, this side. This is their comic side. And then...
What up?
Turn it down. I gotta... Turn it down.
Get something Queens. Get something Queens ready.
I like that Philly intro. Appreciate that. Philly? All right, fuck Philly.
Yeah,
where's Philly right. at? Nobody's from Philly.
Is Philly in this motherfucker?
I'll hold it down. Whatever. Fuck it.
That's a weird way to sit when someone else is going to sit in the chair next to you.
I'm going to move it when he comes.
And you man spreading on the fucking...
I like Ricky. I'll sit right next to Ricky. I don't give a shit.
Ladies and gentlemen from Queens, New York, this is my motherfucking man right here. Actually, the first time I ever came to this club was a show he used to do with him and his boys called Fat Baby. They brought me to this club years ago.
That's
this was...
Derek.
This was years ago. This was years ago. This guy from Queens, New York City, he's in the movie The King of Staten Island. He just dropped a special on HBO Max. It's called Here's Everything. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Ricky Velez.
Yeah.
Welcome. Okay.
Yeah.
That's the Queen song you picked?
Yeah, I was going to ask. Ricky, how do you feel about It Ain't Hard to Tell being the obligatory Queen's song?
I didn't even hear it.
Yeah.
But now that you know, I'm fine with it. I feel like it's fine.
It's fine.
I would have preferred. I think you got to go Mob.
How did I end up on this New York-ass podcast?
This is it.
I think you have to go 50. Like, you just have to go 50.
50.
You
yeah.
want 50. That's more his
Bro,
side of Queens.
I went to Ja Rule's junior high school, and when 50 came out, we stopped fucking with him.
You just deaded it completely.
Yeah, yo, shit. That was such a brutal loss in so many ways.
That was crazy when that happened.
Favorite picture of the last 2 weeks, actually, guys, I don't know if you saw this, was that our new mayor-elect had a party the other night. It was like celeb-filled party for Eric Adams, blah, blah, blah. And the picture of Eric Adams, Ja Rule, and Gary Vee was really what worried me about the future of this city.
What do you mean?
And he also is taking his payment in crypto.
Yes.
Yeah. That's not even a joke. It's a fact.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah. I don't know who that guy is, but I know he's black. That's the only thing I know.
Yeah.
Now, hold on. You're saying you know that because you're aware that New York now is a black mayor, or based on the story that I just told you,
no,
you made that assumption?
Yeah. Just that
you heard
he's a
Gary
Vee
and Ja Rule.
I don't know anything about the elect the mayor of New York. Fuck
right.
him. But he's black, though, so
he
it's
is.
Good.
You're not.
I mean, let's really talk about Rudy Giuliani was once our mayor, so
yeah,
this can go bad again.
This could go.
Wait, what does Rudy Giuliani have to do with Eric? What's his name?
Adams.
They've
Eric
both
Adams.
Been mayors.
I don't know.
Oh,
yeah.
Did you really just hold on? I just want to be clear. Did
Saif
did
didn't
you
know
really?
His name either.
Yeah. Hold, well, Saif,
I don't know.
Saif,
I don't
you didn't that. Know what two things Rudy Giuliani and Eric Adams have in common?
No, I knew the mayor part.
Okay, got it.
Yeah.
All right, I just wanted to make sure.
But he's not. Rudy Giuliani's not black.
Rudy Giuliani is not black. That has been made abundantly clear. They also both once held a press conference in an alley in Philadelphia.
There we
by
go.
By the way,
fuck yeah, Philly.
That was in Philly.
Y'all hating on Philly. I can feel the energy.
I'm it's not gonna lie
of,
though.
It's a bunch of Philly hate in here. I can feel it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck Philly.
I'm not gonna lie. And this is going to sound very disgusting, but it's one up, so fuck it. The amount of homeless people walking around the streets, I kind of want Giuliani to make a comeback.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying?
God damn.
Saif.
Nah, it's, we need that fucking, we
oh,
need
man.
That, whatever he did back then, because he cleaned it up. He cleaned it up.
You mean beat people and threw them in the garbage?
Who hurt you, dude?
Yeah, what happened?
Yeah, what happened?
Just saying, man, they're aggressive.
Yo, have you guys Ricky and Saif ever had a good old fashioned Puerto Rican Irish
dick off? Oh,
I wasn't gonna talk about your dick in any
way
at all.
Is that what y'all doing this podcast? Talk about this?
No, usually not.
I didn't know we was coming. Talk
usually
about
not. No.
But okay. I saw that Ricky's a Puerto Rican Irishman. You are too. You guys sort of oddly look kind of like you could be related.
I don't think so.
That was racist, fam.
Yeah.
That was racist as fuck.
Wait,
we all don't look alike. What's wrong with you?
Yeah, that was a little out there.
No, you know what they say about Irish Puerto Ricans, you know?
What they say?
Nothing.
But
I don't
he's
think
more,
I know.
He's 50-50.
Yeah.
I'm 25-75.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
He's all the way. Oh, it sounds like paparazzi.
It is. It's Johnny. So I want to ask you a question, Reggie.
Hey, how you doing?
Good to see you, man. I masturbated to your Insecure scene.
Oh, nice.
Wow.
That's not even a question.
No.
I knew it. New York niggas is weird, man. Yes. That was weird.
No, that's actually the part I was really going to
mention. We do not claim him.
He's from New York. This is a
After
New York
After that
podcast.
Shit, get the fuck out of here.
No, actually.
He's from D.C.?
Yeah, I'm from D.C.
Oh, okay. Now everything makes sense.
Hold on. The serious thing I was going to say was, though, you do seem to have a big... There's a Philly, like the Philly thing is a real thing.
Yeah.
How much living in New York? Because I know you've lived here for a minute now.
I've lived here for 9 years now. 9 years, yes.
So I just feel like, based on your Sixers hat, mm-hmm. the fact that you've mentioned Philly 33 times since you got on stage.
Absolutely.
So, so tell us about that. What is the Philly thing that...
Well, you know, I grew up hating New York, so I got this thing against me in New York where I'm just like... Y'all a lot of New Yorkers, so I kind of like want to fight everybody, but I know y'all will beat the shit out of me, so I just got to rep Philly to the fullest, mm-hmm. no matter what. Mm-hmm. One time, Sife said, the dumbest niggas are in Philly, and it made me laugh so hard.
I never said that. I never said, what are you talking about?
Sife, you said that.
What
you
did
said,
I say?
It sounds like something you would say.
You said some of the dumbest niggas are in Philly, and you was talking about rappers, and it made me laugh. So
I might have said that.
And it made me laugh at the same time.
Who's the dumbest rapper?
I was telling you about Meek.
You was telling about Meek, about Freeway.
No, I said Philly rappers do dumb shit.
Bro, I don't want to get shot for doing this podcast.
No, I told
Meek. Let's not fucking talk shit on no rappers,
No, I told Meek. I told Meek to his face.
Meek I'm not was hard to find.
Meek was on our show.
And plus, you can fuck me up easy, man.
Meek was on our show years ago. This was
years ago.
This was years ago.
Time.
Meek was on our show, and he said he was talking shit about his PO on Twitter and Instagram. And I said, Meek, don't do that. They're going to find. And he's like, nah, they don't look at that shit. They don't look at Twitter. And then a week later, that's when Meek went back to jail.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
That made me laugh so hard.
Keep talking shit. You won't be able to go back to Philly.
I mean, I whatever.
Who in your mind, when you think of like the mascot for Philly, who is the most Philly fucking person that you picture of all time?
The Fanatic.
Oh, you mean like rapper Beans?
No, it doesn't have to be a rapper, though. It could be fucking, you know, if you were white and from Philly, it would be Rocky, a fictional character.
No,
it could be anyone. It could be anyone.
Who's the most Philly person?
The most Philly person? Yeah.
From Joe Frazier to Allen Iverson.
Right now is Gilly.
Gilly the Kid.
Gilly.
Gilly the King.
Gilly
the King. Apologies.
I
apologize.
He's everywhere. He's the most Philly right now.
He is very Philly.
He's very Philly. Will Smith is not. Will Smith is long gone, but
he's still got the accent in certain words, though.
I grew up in West Philly, and I've never seen Will Smith.
Okay, right.
He never came back. That's not.
Who did you see come back though? Growing up, who would you see around the way?
I would see Beans. I would see Rasheed Wallace. I would see even Allen Iverson a couple times.
Okay,
I've seen a lot of. Will Smith has
never came back.
Ja Rule never came back either.
Ever since
in many ways.
Now, in the intro to Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, when they're playing basketball, where's that basketball court?
That's at Sayre Middle School.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I went to that middle school.
Wow.
Oh, you went to Will Smith's school and he never came back.
It was Sayre Middle School, yep.
Wow. Wait, did you?
But it's a high school now. Sayre's a high school now, but when I went to it, it was a middle school. When Will Smith went to it, it was
Let's be honest, in Philly, the difference between high school and middle school is...
Are you from D.C., yo?
I am. Now, Sife, did you do prep? That sounded like you actually knew that.
No, I didn't, I swear to God.
I feel like you knew that.
What side jokes y'all niggas got?
He made that shit completely up. Everything he just said, bro. Not a fucking word, and y'all ate that shit up.
I didn't even question.
That's why.
Will Smith came back. It's actually
Will
his
Smith
dad.
Did not go to my middle school.
Wait, I have a question. Was that actually your middle school?
Nah, I did go to Sarah Middle School. But I don't fucking know where Will Smith went. I don't know that nigga. He never came back. He's an LA nigga, yo.
All right. I see what this is now.
Yeah. Well, I really bit that.
Nah, he's fucking with us. Okay.
Nah, yeah. I just had all to keep it rolling. Y'all asked me, so I threw it out there.
Yes, that was beautiful.
Yeah.
I enjoyed that. Should we bring on our other guests?
Well, ask Ricky one question.
Oh.
Yeah, we asked Reggie.
Ricky
went to Frank Sinatra High School.
That is true. That's a real school in this city? Yeah.
Oh, shit. I thought you was lying like me.
Nah.
Who else went to Frank Sinatra besides Ja Rule?
No, that was my middle school. Oh. That was MS 172. Sinatra was in Long Island City.
Anyone of significance besides Ricky Velez go to?
This kid Jeremy White from Shameless, but that's
okay.
It. Yeah,
that's it. It's a performing arts high school, right?
Yo, it was dope as fuck, man.
But nobody else made it. What the?
Yo,
fuck?
There was only 125 kids per grade, and a couple girls got pregnant. You know, it's yeah. It's high school. Life changes up.
When you talk about the
you want to hear something funny about that school? I'm sure they would hate this, but Kevin Spacey spoke at my graduation.
Oh,
I swear on my mother. Kevin Spacey spoke at my high school graduation.
Spoke at your high school?
He gave me my diploma.
Damn.
Yeah.
I don't know who the fuck.
And they still won't give me no recognition at school.
And yet they were willing to have Kevin Spacey host the whole shit.
They don't want to make two mistakes.
By the way, I sneaky think Kevin Spacey may be the worst one. I mean the worst one.
The worst what?
This man,
the Me Too'd.
Oh, the confirmed Me Too'd. Mm-hmm. Kevin Spacey.
No, is that? I don't think
I have no comment.
It wouldn't be
on
the
this.
Me Too'd.
What
he
do you mean?
The, the Me Too'd. He was on the Gay Too.
Oh.
The Me Too'd are the ones who've been Me Too'd.
Oh, you're right.
He's
Fuck.
A Me Too'er.
He's a Me Too'er.
Yeah.
What did I miss again?
Yo, bring the goons out, because they fucking with us. Bring the goons out.
Nah, fuck the goons.
Goons.
Psych, say that. Psych, don't goons. Say that.
Psych.
No, but do you guys remember when Kevin Spacey, in the midst of being like under all this pressure because all this shit was coming out, the man made a video for Twitter in character with his fucking character from House
kinda,
of Cards?
That was kind of fire, though.
Keep going.
That was kind of like to be under all that pressure and the world against you and to go fuck you. Let me show y'all I'm a great actor real quick.
All right.
And let me remind y'all before y'all get me out of here.
Yeah. That one was final. Fire. One final.
Yeah, that was kind of fire. I was like, yo, this nigga don't give a.
But he
fuck.
Didn't have an actual set. He was just in his regular kitchen. Like it just didn't have the same.
Yeah, it was creepy. But I'm like, oh, this nigga's gangster.
Speaking of which.
Oh shit.
Oh, you see the flashes.
Oh, you see the Getty images, ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen, two longtime friends of the WANEP universe. That's what I call it now, the WANEP universe.
I like that.
It's a very small
universe.
It's
very
universe.
WWE of you to say WANEP.
It's a flat earth universe. These are our friends from way back in the day. Both of them at one point or another wanted to beat up Peter Rosenberg. And yours
only
truly.
Only one, I think.
Mano never wanted to beat
I don't
Trump.
Think so. He just on TV, but not in real life.
Ladies and gentlemen, our two good friends have now formed a group together, and now we're all quadruple friends, the Lobby Boys. Give it up for Jim Jones and Mano.
I think I might give away a brand new truck.
Have a seat. Relax. Have a seat, Jim Jones.
Yo, Saif, I think you need more cameras, bro.
This guy, Johnny Nunez, ladies and gentlemen. Clap it up for him, one of the greatest ever.
That's the Johnny Nunez. And you know what that means? That when you see Johnny Nunez at this show, you know what that means?
What?
It means that there weren't a lot of other shows tonight.
Yeah. No, that's...
guys, Lobby Boys, what's up?
What's happening?
What's up with y'all?
Yo, man, we appreciate you guys for coming through.
Nah, thanks for having us.
Since day one.
You know, years ago has become a WANEP slogan.
I see that. Years ago.
Yeah.
Years ago. Years ago.
Wait, how long ago? How long
years
ago?
Years ago.
Years ago.
This is when Chamillionaire came to Brooklyn.
Yeah?
This was years ago.
This was years ago, bro.
That's part of history forever now, Mano. Saif, tell me, I'm going to ask you a question to set this off with Jim Jones and Mano.
Yeah.
When do you remember the first time you met either of these gentlemen?
Both of them.
All right, tell me. Tell us, Mano.
Jim Jones, I met in, it was in the tunnel days. No, first time I met Jim Jones was, okay, I was on the road with Lil' Kim.
Wait, hold on.
Yeah.
Damn. Wait. You DJed for Lil' Kim?
I DJed for Lil' Kim.
Oh, my God. Wow. Can you believe that?
It was LaGuardia Airport. This is years ago. LaGuardia, you remember this? LaGuardia Airport, Delta Terminal.
Okay, big. Nice Sky Club there.
We're flying to Dallas, do a show in Dallas, and Little C's asked Mace to come do the shows with us. Mace only had, like, you know, three songs out, like the 112 remix. I think Mo Money Mo Problems might have.
And Can't Nobody Hold You. And Can't Nobody.
Can't Nobody Hold You Down, yeah. All right, whatever.
All right, so when'd you meet him?
So, shut up. So we're at the Delta Airport, LaGuardia Airport, Cameron, Jim Jones, and Blinky Blink.
Oh, my favorite Blinky member Blink? Of Harlem World. Blinky yes, Blink. Of course.
You remember Blinky Blink?
No.
Can't say that to Jim. He's from Harlem. Everyone knows each other. He's going to see him later today.
I don't know
today.
If I like this intro. I don't even like
it. It's horrible.
It's terrible.
Okay, keep going.
So
keep
anyway,
going.
I can't wait to watch you get punched, man.
We should have warned the comedians you can't say anything about anything.
They don't know. Okay. That's why it's on different sides.
Blinky Blink in the back of the room just mad right now.
He asked me an honest question. I answered honestly.
Blinky Blink from Harlem World.
Duh.
I'm from Philly.
Again with the Philly. Okay, here we go.
Anyway, Cameron, Mace, Blinky Blink, Jim Jones. And then we was doing shows. And then we met in the tunnel. Jim Jones almost killed me once. Because I was walking up the steps to go to the bathroom.
You remember this, Jim? Down. Oh, you remember this?
And he was with Black. His friend, his name was Black because he was very black.
Okay.
And
I've heard that nickname before.
And in the tunnel, a lot of guys were loosey-goosey with their hands on the females. A lot of grabbing.
Different time. Not a good time in some ways.
So yeah, sure. I went to say, hey.
Kevin Spacey era. Yeah.
I went to say, hey, what's up, Jim? Like this. But Black thought I was trying to like be like a morality police and be like, hey, don't grab the girls. But I was saying, hey, and then Black like leaned me over the railing.
Punched you? Okay. You got punched?
Huh?
Did you get punched?
No, I didn't punch, but he leaned me over the railing. Yeah. And then Black was like, Jim was like, no, that's Sife. Leave him alone. And then he saw my face and Black was like, oh, my bad, Sife. So he almost tried to kill me.
Okay.
Mano was in jail.
Right.
For a long time.
A long time. By the way, this is...
allegedly.
You don't have to be alleged, do you?
Yeah, it's like allegedly.
Allegedly in jail.
Allegedly? I don't know.
So...
Could have been college.
Could have been college. We don't know. It was a long time ago.
Could have been college.
This is the K-Slay days, when K-Slay was on top. And all the street rappers... used to come outside and wait for K-Slay in front of Hot 97. Why, to this day, if you go to Hot 97, look across the street, there's a police camera. Just for this reason. So there used to be tons of rappers outside. So when I was working at Sirius Satellite Radio, Mano came up for an interview. Not on my show. I saw him in the lobby because he's a lobby boy. And I go, yo, what's up? I'm Cypher. He goes, yeah, I'm Mano. I think we met before. I think I saw you outside of Hot 97, at night. And he's like, nah, fuck that. I ain't one of those rappers. I ain't one of them niggas that be in front of Hot 97 and look like jail talk me like, yo, don't you ever disrespect me. I don't be in front of Hot 97. And then a week later.
Let me guess where you saw him.
And a week later, he was in a Dodge.
Magnum.
The Magnum, the station wagon. And I'm walking around the corner from the parking lot, and we make eye contact, and he just starts dying laughing. He's rolling on the floor laughing. And yo, ever since that moment, this nigga been my motherfucking man, yo. Mano, man. Both of these guys, anytime we ever ask them to show up, as you can see, they show up. So give them a round of applause, Mano and Jim Jones.
Sife.
Yo.
How did we meet?
Oh, you know what? Sife, how'd you meet Reggie Conquest?
How did we meet, Sife? God damn.
Sife, is that a...
I know. You started giving me Babe and Ape sweatshirts at the cellar. That was it. It was just free hoodies. I was like, oh, your name's Scythe? He's like, Reggie. And then we were friends.
You got extra Scythe Bape hoodies?
He was just giving them
bro,
out.
Bro, I get them shits out like candy. Man.
Bro, is that a fucking hoodie or a stretched out turtleneck? What the fuck you wearing tonight? Is what the fuck is that?
It's a mop neck.
I was looking at that earlier. I was trying to figure
it's probably
it
bad, right?
It looked like his head didn't fit through the turtleneck, so it stretched.
Wait, Scythe, do you remember the first time you met Ricky?
Yeah, Ricky was at, I told him that Fat Baby, when we did it, he did, used to do a show here.
No, Scythe's my fucking man. Scythe came through and fucking DJ'd my wedding in Miami.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
And it was the dopest shit. I grew up in Queens, and that was like the coolest thing you could have ever done for me. Shit thank
was,
you.
That shit was crazy. Him and Pete Davidson.
It,
makes
it felt like an applause moment, didn't it? It felt like an applause
moment. Scythe's the fucking man.
Him and Pete Davidson dancing shirtless to the baby songs.
Duh.
In Miami.
In Miami.
Yeah, what? It was fun, man.
That's good, man. Yeah, I know Ricky Fuller. I don't know how I met you, Reggie.
It's okay. I'm
probably weird.
Nice meeting you, Jim. Nice meeting you, Mano.
That's Reggie. You know?
I'm Reggie.
Reggie from Philly.
From Philly.
He's Insecure. From Philly. You watch Insecure?
No.
Yeah. Well, yeah you, know.
You don't watch Insecure? I thought you watched all the black shows.
Yeah, it's all good.
It's a black show?
Yeah.
You gotta ask me while I'm up here.
I didn't get with the girl Issa Rae.
Oh yeah, I know that show.
Yeah, he was on it.
See, I already know that you guys make a good tandem.
It's like the same thing of how he didn't know Blinky Blink. We wouldn't.
Yeah.
Yes, it makes sense.
Same thing.
I still like though that Mano went.
Stop fucking politicking. You piss them off, dude. yeah. That's what's happened. Punch him, Jim. Punch him.
There's two different shows happening. Maybe we should switch them.
No, my favorite part of that was Mano, in all sincerity, went, Insecure. He went, it's a black show?
I know the show you're talking about.
But you know what
show
we're talking
so
about.
So you from that show?
Yeah, I was on that show, yes.
Who you
yes,
play?
Yes, Mano. I played a... I played...
You out of there?
Huh?
You off?
Yeah, I'm off. Yeah, I was last season, but you know.
You're not on the new season.
No, I'm not on the season.
Oh, they didn't include you?
No, they cut me out. I was a guard.
Did you
on
get
the
killed field. Off?
Huh?
You got killed off?
It's not that kind of show, Mano. It's not BMF.
It was just a writing. They didn't write me back in it, but I was in it last season.
What happened?
Wow.
Mano, people don't get killed off Insecure.
Yeah. Oh.
Nobody ever died on Insecure?
No, it's not that type of show.
They need to do that.
Somebody had to die.
That was the first fat nigga that died on Insecure.
It would be a heart attack or something.
How many episodes were you in?
I was in 4.
Nice.
And you were...
And he was banging the main character.
Nice.
You were Issa's love interest.
Yo. Yeah, I was a side.
So there's a possibility they might write you back in, maybe.
This is the last season, so no.
Makes sense.
Hell of a run, though. Hell of a run.
He was in there.
Yo, so I guess this is an important question, then. How did you guys are coming together now as the Lobby Boys to do a project. When did this relationship begin? How did you guys get to know each other?
It been started a long time ago. Jim came up with that name a long time ago for us. Back when Rick Ross and Diddy used to say that they was the Bugatti Boys. So so we had a song years ago, and he said, man, shout out to the Bugatti
how long ago?
Boys. This was years ago. Years ago. And he said, shout out to the Bugatti Boys, but me and Mano, we the Lobby Boys. And it was really just an ode to where we come from. It's like, you know, we're coming from the lobby. We come from
the bottom,
you understand?
And, from the
gutter. We always talked about doing it. But street, you know, now we're doing
the sidewalks.
It.
Yeah. Hey, can you turn Jimmy's mic up a little bit? Billy, get them to turn Jimmy's mic
sidewalks,
up.
Sidewalks. Where it's rough at. Where the pain. Pain meets hurt. Yes.
It is where pain meets hurt.
Deep.
Jimmy, what's the biggest difference between... Like, if you were to explain it to an out-of-towner, biggest difference between Brooklyn Cats and Harlem Cats. Because that's what you guys are. And
we go through this all the time. It's funny you ask.
Yeah. Okay, I assure you.
Yo. Can we let Reggie answer that first?
Wait, what is it?
Let Reggie answer this. Wait, let's go.
You don't answer. You let them answer. All
right, yeah, I'll let y'all answer. I don't
Yo, Ricky made you take your shit off? Yo,
I'm upset. I'm upset.
Sife just took off his sweatshirt.
Yo, donate that to Reggie, fam. What you doing?
Yo, let me get that.
You have it.
I'll cut that green and red part off.
I can't even hear what's going on because I keep thinking, how's his fucking neck look? So I have to take it off.
It's a hoodie neck. You got his.
All right, so Jim, you guys discuss this probably 24 hours a day.
Yeah, no, but we got to the bottom of it. So naturally, Harlem is flyer than Brooklyn.
No, this is a long argument is going on, Brooklyn. Okay.
We are those guys
like that. We started everything,
but we agreed to that. Naturally, we are just flyer than Brooklyn.
No. We never agreed.
You guys didn't agree to that.
We didn't agree to that.
You didn't agree to that.
How can we agree to that when Brooklyn is like we created everything?
It was unanimous. No.
Wait, who voted on this?
When?
Unanimous.
This is an ongoing back and forth between us. This? We started when Tim's first. We started everything. Like, you know, look at us.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, but Tim's.
Sure. Everything. But you would agree, Mano. You would agree. And I'm.
But wait. Wait. We explained this. Y'all started when Single Souls Tim's
Ooh,
first.
Dude, Ooh. That is a ballast. Ooh. That is blasphemy. Ooh. That is blasphemy.
Ooh.
Never.
You know how you know how I know it's bad? Because that white girl right there reacted horrifically. You're not white? What are you?
Oh,
okay.
She's in there. Boricua.
There's white Puerto Rican.
Boricua.
Calling random Puerto Ricans white.
Man, white, papa.
Sorry, queen.
Puerto Ricans been getting hit
this
whole
white
podcast.
Puerto Ricans. Look at Ricky.
I'm getting handled tonight.
I'm sorry about that.
I'm sorry.
Puerto Rican queen.
The Puerto Rican girl reacted to the single.
Of course she knows.
Because it was disrespect.
Single souls is a no-no.
But this is what I'm trying to tell
you. No, we never did that.
Okay, can I ask a question? Would you agree, Mano, as someone who doesn't have a dog in the fight, love Brooklyn, love Harlem, both fantastic. Harlem is regarded as the most fashionable and fashion-forward area of New York.
Based on what?
Facts.
Perfect.
And let me ask you, my brother.
Okay.
What is Brooklyn regarded as?
Ah.
Robbery, thuggery, home invasion, murder.
Jimmy Jazz.
So it's unanimous.
Is that
Jimmy Jazz?
Assault.
Battery. Jimmy Jazz is everywhere.
Jimmy Jazz.
Yo, Brooklyn known for Junior's Cheesecake.
Cheesecake.
Junior's? All right.
You know what cheesecake
this
rhymes
is
with?
Crazy.
Cheesesteak.
That is really.
But look, I'm saying, I will say Bed-Stuy is probably the flyest part
it is.
Of Brooklyn.
It is.
I would say that.
Oh, Bed-Stuy.
They say Bed-Stuy is Flatbush. The Harlem of Brooklyn.
Okay.
This is what they say. Bed-Stuy.
Because look, who comes from Bed-Stuy?
Harlem of Brooklyn.
Biggie. Mano. Fab.
That's right.
Jay.
Yo, how do you like that your
even
friend
most
Sife?
Deaf on
how
some
do you
artist
like,
shit?
Sife loves you so much. He named you two ahead of Jay-Z. That's a real. He bumped you all the way up after Big. You're with Biggie, Mano.
I didn't want to bring up Jay-Z
because
the one connection that we had that was a big connection of Harlem and Brooklyn was Jay and Dame.
It's true.
And it that's you know true. How
and
that's going to implode.
It didn't go well.
Like a year from now, you're going to see them on
DJ
fucking,
Vlad?
Yeah, DJ Vlad. Like,
yo, I can't wait to see the post-Lobby Boys DJ Vlad interview when Jim starts talking about Mano. You know what, Vlad? Behind that camera on Zoom 3,000 miles away, you make a really great point. That was a brave question. You're in Tampa right now, right?
Yo, that's crazy.
No, they're not going to go that way. They're not going to break up.
I know. Just fucking around. I'm just saying. Then, you know.
But it's something to think about. Okay, so, Jim, what could you give Brooklyn, though? Give Brooklyn something. What does Brooklyn get? I mean.
Cheesecake.
You know,
I said that.
You really
I said that.
You really
got that. Right now. That's all we get, bro.
That's all we get.
If you want me to go down to the things that I really know about Brooklyn.
No, negative things, though. But hold on. I don't know anything positive.
But you the most.
Right, bro, I went Brooklyn to, dude from me. Harlem, I know.
I went to Brooklyn for my SAT in high school, and I left because I thought they were going to jump me.
That could happen anywhere. That could happen anywhere. This is the most Brooklyn Harlem dude I know.
Uh-huh.
The only dude, him.
He's the most Brooklyn Harlem dude.
Right, because he hangs out in Brooklyn.
Oh.
He got friends in Brooklyn. He got friends in Bed-Stuy.
I'm twisted. I'm just a little bit different, but there's really nothing like
extravagant.
Nice about,
don't you ever say that. Please. Look at our trees. Look at the brownstones. What are you saying?
No, I would say, okay.
Wait.
Okay. I don't got nothing on Queens.
The Brooklyn Museum.
You got the Huxtables. The Huxtables? We give them the Huxtables.
The Huxtables, okay.
Ricky Velez?
Yeah.
Queens, I'm talking about.
He gave them the Huxtables.
No, in all fairness. Now we got the Barclays.
Well, Ricky, it is unfair, though. Let's be real. Everyone talks, all these conversations fighting about boroughs. It feels like Queens does not get their reasonable place in that conversation.
Represent, Ricky.
We got the airports. You ain't going nowhere without going through my fucking borough.
That's a fact.
That's the craziest stunt I ever heard.
You got it. Yeah. You got it.
It's called flexing now.
You got the airports.
You got it.
Wow.
That was smoke
right
there.
It's real, though.
That was smoke right there.
He went with violence.
He didn't say Tribe Called Quest,
yeah,
Mobb Deep.
We
Nas.
Got the airports.
Nope.
You got right to
I
it.
Did not. I said airports, and don't forget Donald Trump, right?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Sorry. Wrong crowd. I didn't vote for him. I voted for Kanye.
There you go.
He got a special on HBO Max or HBO right now.
Yeah, make some noise for Ricky.
Thank you.
It just came out.
I saw him before. I seen you before. Where?
I don't know. I was on the
night airport.
At the airport.
Senior airport in Queens.
Hey, y'all can't be funnier than us. Y'all shut the fuck up, man.
That was a bar.
That was a bar. Airport.
Yeah, I've done some things.
He's done lots of things.
Yeah, lots of things. Okay.
Oh, yeah, he's doing things. This guy's doing things. Now, you did tell me beforehand when we were chatting earlier, you said that you went to your first time out of the pandemic, you decided to go for broke, and by that I mean get COVID again, and go to the Jake Paul fight. That was your first thing you wanted to do.
It was dope. It was dope as fuck. It was like a fever dream. It was crazy.
Who was there? What kind of individuals do you see at the Jake Paul fight?
Ric Flair.
Yep.
Woo!
That's fire.
Chuck Liddell, which is... Yo, Chuck Liddell feels like hanging out with a gun in the room.
That doesn't have the
so
same
So kind of how this show feels.
Oh. Oh, there's a gun in this room.
Is it?
You gotta stop it. This is crazy.
I told Jim Jones and Mano's goons to keep it nice and light tonight.
No, what he actually told us was to turn our
go ahead
boy down and turn our trailer park up.
Who was it who told you that? Which member of our crew? It was Syfe, right?
Sight. Yo, Billy, I'm thirsty as fuck.
I was disgusted when that happened.
And Billy, can you get my Monster Energy? Thank you.
Good job, Syfe. Good job.
And a water.
That's a plug right there.
There you go.
Yes.
You know how Syfe does it.
I can get a Monster Energy too. Would that come? That's gonna come with a check for me too.
Can I get some water?
I could talk to some people.
Reggie Conquest needs a water as well, please.
Need a water,
please. Juanito, you want a seltzer? You're ordering drinks now too. You're just sitting there. You could go get one yourself. You haven't played.
He's DJing.
He don't even got a mic.
DJing what?
Yeah, you never know when a song gotta be played.
No song has played the whole show.
What do you have queued up right now? Do you have anything ready, like in case we had just been like, "Yo, Juanito, what would you hit?" Juanito.
I like turtles.
Real? Okay.
There you go. Yeah, Juanito.
There you go. Don't ever say my man's not ready.
Years ago, bro.
Juanito. Yo, Jim, what's the latest? Give us a 1 minute on where crypto is right now. You're our crypto plug. What should we be investing in right now? Which coin? What's that?
It's actually a coin that he just mentioned. I was.
No, that was he made that up.
Wow, he ain't trying to get caught up with the IRS or nobody.
Sheba been up. Sheba's been up for the last 2 weeks.
It's a lot of different things. I mean, I have my own coin. It's called Capricorn. We're currently doing pretty good. We valued at like a cent right now. But besides that, there's a lot of ways you could go. They say. The Bitcoin should be hitting like 100,000 before the year's out. So if you got a Bitcoin, you'll be looking pretty good. Ethereum will be shooting up. So those are probably the two top things you could probably invest in. Besides that, you got like Cardano. There's a whole bunch of them. Most important thing you could do is get you a crypto wallet so you can understand it, and that's to explore inside the space. I'm not no financial advisor. You won't be here. Don't say Capo said anything. I'm telling you, do it for yourself and understand. But what I can tell you is to get a crypto wallet, and after that, start investing some money that you won't worry about, like $100, $200, and start to understand. And you know, everything is at your fingertips.
Now,
thank you. Thank you. That's right.
That's very well
just
said.
Just here to start applause breaks. That was great.
Very well said.
Thank you.
Now, Jim, I also haven't seen you since the Dipset Locks battle. Okay, everyone relax. It's not like bringing up something horrifying.
I said a lot of foul shit so far, but that, wow.
He chose violence, right? Like, damn.
All right. Man, I just wanted to know, I was watching you,
right,
okay?
Right.
And I really thought that you... I could see you working your ass off to keep everything together. You seemed very clear-minded and very focused that night about making sure everyone did their job. First of all, am I right about that? And was it fun? Obviously, we know the conversation, the Jadakiss celebration everyone had afterwards, well-deserved. He was amazing. But was it fun? Did you enjoy the whole thing?
I was high.
All right, so the focus thing, I guess. Why? That answers both.
Positivity.
Nah, let me stop. It was a dope. Nah, listen, the energy inside that building, I couldn't explain. Like if you were watching the basketball games and Michael Jordan and Kobe Bryant and all that, like when you see the crowd going crazy, that's how I felt. I felt like I was a basketball player at that moment in time on that stage, or a boxer or something. Like it was, I can't even explain it. And to be on stage with people that we both, the feelings are mutual. We know them for years and
of
years.
Of course.
The dysfunction and the love that was going on in that arena at that time was spectacular. I can't explain it. Everybody got paid well, very well. So
why y'all go against state prop?
Of course.
Why they ain't make y'all go against state property?
I'm not.
No, that was a Philly thing. Then.
I feel like he tried to bait me into
Philly.
He said this about Philly, and
I wasn't going.
They were trying to do. They were trying. There was talks of Normandy.
It was fire, but I was like, you know, I was.
Where's state property? Is what you thought?
Yeah, I thought where's state property?
Yeah, no, I heard a lot of people saying that.
I missed it.
Shouts to state property, man.
My thing with the verses is you should have fucking called me. Should have called me.
Whoa. It's called Cypher.
Yeah.
Why should he have called you?
For what?
I would have fucking, destroyed the motherfuckers.
How?
Because I got too much respect.
Respectfully.
Listen. Of course.
Listen.
This is where you bring this shit up?
Yeah.
Exactly. Like,
might as well. I'm just saying, call me. You know me. Call me.
He wants
give
to
it to him, Jim.
He wants to talk about it another time. Another time.
Yeah, another time, please.
Another time. Jim, can you guesstimate in any way the number of people Dipset brought to the fucking verses?
And how many wheelchair
How many
dudes?
People could there have been with y'all? Yeah, let's take guesses. 250 the crowd said? 250 easy. What's the number you think?
We would break it down. You got Cam, you got Jewels, you got Freaky, and then you got myself.
Yeah.
So it's everywhere we go is at least 40 people.
Each of you.
How many?
All together.
All together.
Okay.
But here's the thing about
a diplomat function.
Right.
It's 40 people at least.
Right. And how many are from the days of the diplomats, and then how many are your new goons? Like, do you have to introduce?
Wow. Like, application process?
Do you have to introduce your new goons to the original Dipset goons and be like, yo?
You think they have like a corporate retreat beforehand?
There's an HR member.
New goon Scythe.
Everybody got new goons.
No, there's no such thing as new goons.
What you mean there's no new goons?
No new goons, man.
You get
it's not a goon tryout.
Yeah, that's new.
It's not a goon academy, bro.
I see you with new goons.
No new goons, man.
If you have to introduce me to somebody, that's a new goon.
Hey, probably like a baby goon, like the top goon, the daddy goon, and then they kids grow up, and then right. And then y'all they roll with crew. So they start off as baby goons.
Goons.
Not only.
Do we give goonish? Are we giving goon vibes?
No.
To white people.
You this fucking make me sick.
You weren't in the green room.
It did get hot as shit back there.
It did get hot.
Like,
it was hot. It
was
hot.
Like, all right, I gotta
Someone
go.
Was cooking.
Yeah. It did get hot back there.
Y'all finished?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, that was enough. We had good jokes. Let's move on now.
You got to... Mano, he... It takes a lot to piss Mano off. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah.
I see Mano in some situations where, like, it looked like it's gonna pop off, and Mano keeps a cool head. And I've seen Mano punch a couple people allegedly. But they took it there. They took it there.
Right.
But why would you spread this?
No. I'm just
saying. It's 2021.
Yes, these are old alleged stories. They're
years ago.
It's folklore.
Years ago.
It's tales. It's legend.
Years ago.
Did it happen? Maybe. We're in a room full of positive vibes.
Very nice people. Very positive people here. Yes.
I feel positive.
They all got baseball hats like Talib Kweli.
Damn. This Kweli out there like that? Damn.
Nah, I love Kweli.
Heavy Kweli out
there. Nah, you're right. I shouldn't bring up all the negative shit.
Yeah, it's old.
It's been positive. More positive than negative.
It's been way more. Listen, I don't even remember negativity.
Young Berg.
Mano, can I have all your negativity stories?
Remember Young
Berg? Why are you just saying names?
Wow. He said he didn't remember.
Oh, yeah, but no. He's not going to be able to jog his memory by saying
too
random
far
names.
To remember. What did you say?
Nothing. He said nothing.
Can I have your negative stories? Like, Sife, give me all his stories that you know so I can just tell people. Just lie on my name.
No. Yeah, let Reggie pretend they're Reggie's stories. He would proudly say those stories.
Yeah, I would.
Text him to him.
You want to tell him for yourself?
Yeah. Make them up.
How about this? Bring up positive things. Remember the time we were all sitting around watching the Super Bowl, and all of a sudden I heard a fucking song in a commercial, and it was goddamn Mano's song. You remember that moment? That was positive.
And I got a nice Super Bowl check.
A Super Bowl check.
Yes. Remember that?
See that? That was bringing up something positive.
Okay.
Yes.
That was good.
Thank
was
you.
Good. I was trying to think of something so positive for him, and I was just like, I'm just going to shut up.
You couldn't come up with any. I got the only one.
Mano,
that's not true.
Me and Mano shot a web series that I sold twice.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That means it's really good.
And it never came out. What do you mean?
If you sell it twice.
I sold it once, and then the deal got fucked up, and then I sold it again.
So did you guys make money both times?
No.
Oh.
So
we did the deal.
So you sold a show that I was a part of with you?
Yeah. No, I didn't get the check. I never got the check.
It don't sound like you were informed.
Yeah, okay, potentially sold. Potentially.
So money wasn't clear.
Money didn't go through both times.
Okay.
You potentially had a chance to make some money.
Oh. Yeah. Oh.
Because the word sold is what made it weird.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You sold it twice.
It was the word sold.
Like the deal was...
The word sold. I wouldn't have used the word sold.
The deal was accepted in the room.
It was accepted
in the
room.
But it didn't get
finalized. When you said sold, I just started drinking my water.
I forget it.
Now, here's something I heard Jim talking about earlier that I'm guessing affects basically everyone here, which is that you, Jimmy, you're now comfortable just straight up rolling up, smoking joints in front of everybody and anybody.
Yeah, you want me to roll up now?
Please. I mean,
We're going to watch Jim Jones roll up. That's what this show is.
Let me see.
This is gonna look great on the audio podcast.
Oh, so this is just audio?
This is audio.
Well, besides, you seemed enthralled by this when we were Jim. Talking earlier.
Yeah, I'm enthralled by this whole legal weed situation.
Why?
Yeah, I just don't smoke, so I'm wondering how easy it is to smoke now.
It's easy. Anywhere you can smoke tobacco, you can smoke weed. Anywhere.
That's crazy.
Anywhere. You could lean on a cop car and roll up.
And you've done that.
And ask for directions.
Well, see, that's the part that I find fascinating. And Ricky, Reggie, you smoke?
Yeah.
No, I don't smoke.
You don't smoke. Ricky, you smoke?
Yes, yeah, a lot. Yeah.
Okay.
He smokes a lot.
Smoke a lot
okay,
of weed.
Okay, so how much has it changed your life, though? It's something that you spent your entire young life avoiding.
I did it young because I thought it was cool, but now everybody can do it, so I just got to get on another drug now, one that's illegal. Yeah. I'm trying to get in the heroin game, fam.
Whoa, it got that Fetty Wap.
I'm going to make that shit cool. I'm going to make heroin dope, bro.
I support you.
Everybody's going to be like, I want to do heroin just like Ricky Velez. No. Let me get that dog food.
No.
Good luck with that.
The move.
No. I support you.
Thank you, man.
You got that 1738.
I saw Jim Jones' eyes open so wide behind the dark pair of shades.
Wait, by the way, it's important.
Nah,
to know,
don't do heroin. Smoke weed.
I believe that most black people I know, when you make a joke about doing heroin, they believe white people might go do heroin at any given moment. I always feel like that. It's like, oh, y'all about to do coke? Y'all about to do heroin? What are y'all about to do? It's like, well, I don't do any of those.
Definitely coke, though.
It's like the same.
I've never seen coke.
It's like the same with chicken and watermelon when they look at black people. Like, it's out there like that.
But how heroin, though? That's such an aggressive. Like, chicken and watermelon are delicious.
That's your stereotype. Heroin is yours.
Definitely coke. Definitely coke.
Heroin is yours. You got to live with it.
It's definitely cocaine. You own it already. It's yours. It was given to you.
No, that's true. I'll take it. I mean, I'm not mad at it. I've never done it. It could be great.
Bring the heroin out so we can do it.
Show everyone what's on.
You do drugs?
No. I've only smoked weed.
You don't do shrooms?
Never.
Everybody's doing shrooms now.
Yeah, I know. I bet. I haven't said one word to him about this. I bet Jimmy has microdosed shrooms, though.
Never.
Why not? Everyone's into that.
I've never done anything but weed and liquor because I've been scared straight from my family addictions watching them growing up.
Well, that was more serious than I expected, and I really think it's
positive. I feel you. That was the moment
you couldn't afford to miss.
That was... Dun, 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 dun. Wait, Emmanuel, you don't even smoke, do you?
I don't smoke.
I mean, but you were in the room, so you're high.
I'm in the room.
There's no ventilation, bro.
You know, why don't you smoke? Did you ever smoke?
You know the thing about... I got an upbeat personality.
Right.
Like, weed makes me tired.
Uh-huh. Very simple.
I don't want to be tired. I want to be up. I want to be happy.
Yeah.
It's good to see you still wearing this gel thing.
Yeah, I still got the same. Same thing, yeah.
Man, Syph, you've taken a hard fucking show, fam.
21.
Between the sweatshirt.
What year you think I met you?
Like, this was
2005?
Maybe
when did High Hater come out?
That was 2008. That was
so, yeah, so 2005. Yeah. There hasn't been one single time I've been around Mano where he somewhere doesn't talk about my, what do you call it?
Conk something.
No, you called it up. You called it up. No, I think a pompadour or something.
Yeah, what is that?
It's pompadourish.
It looks like waves that go back, like they go the wrong way.
I got Australian waves.
Bro, you fucking...
All the way.
No, they just go...
But it puts gel in it. There's a system to this.
It's not gel. It's like a pace.
It's a pace. It's on purpose. It's not by mistake. He didn't wake up like this. It's a style. He goes in the mirror and he puts it together.
So it's... You did... This is effort.
This is all I got.
He had that sweatshirt on and that paste in his hair. Putting it on today like, I'm going to kill this podcast. Wait till I get these photos back and they see how fucking good I look.
I'm not going to lie.
I hired 30 photographers to see me in this outfit.
No, seriously, though, who inspired that, though? Is that's like a look? Is that a thing?
That's a Puerto Rican.
You just ask, is that a
all
look?
I got.
I don't know no Puerto Ricans with that, bro.
I got a big head, so if I shave it down, it's going to look worse. So I just got to just try to keep it up. You know what I mean? That's all I got. That's all I got.
Sife, I never asked you, though, seriously, what do you do? Well, there's a thing every day. Like, we've never had this conversation all these years.
Is there a hair dryer?
No hair dryer. No hair dryer.
It's a process, though. It's a process.
Well, that's what I'm saying. We need to discuss what the process
is. It's a dime-sized puddle of paste, and I rub it into my hands evenly, and then I evenly distribute it. But it takes time because it can't be too wet. But it can't be too dry. You gotta be just.
What, your hair? You mean your hair?
My hair.
So it's basically it's a skill, right? You have it.
There's been times when I'm in a rush, and the hair is too wet, and I put it in, and it gets Jerry curlish.
What do you ask for the barber?
I've been going to the same barber for over 20 years.
What do you ask him for?
I don't ask him nothing. He just knows what to do.
What is it?
Exactly.
Though?
That's his problem.
It's just a scythe. He got a scythe.
He goes, same bullshit.
You sure?
Same bullshit. Yep, same bullshit.
But you made a decision one day, like when you were young, you were like, "This, I need to do something. I need to get this under control."
Nah, I've tried to grow it out, but it's too wild. So I just keep it light.
Yo, I want to see that so bad. I want to see the wild out Cypher Sounds look one day. Why not?
I'm going to grow my shit like Jay-Z.
All right, last question. So, like,
I'm going to grow my shit like Hov.
Y'all nuts, man. Y'all crazy.
We can't say shit about Jay-Z?
No, you can't.
Your Bed-Stuy brother?
No, It's okay.
This is turning on me. I don't like it. I put all this together.
All right.
I arranged
the venue.
All right. I'll shift the attention to something awkward for me. Here we go. Juanito, I saw you had to buy the fucking song. First of all, let's just talk about the disrespect that I just said to Juanito. This is family.
Lower your hand.
I said Juanito, you got the song with me and Jimmy. I watched the guy go on iTunes and buy it.
Oh. I supported.
Yo, John, thank you for the support.
No. He didn't support. He didn't support. He doesn't support. He works at Apple, and they have a fucking budget for getting songs. That's some bullshit, son.
Yo,
he didn't support.
I just keep the money in the system.
Who gave you the mic? Take that mic away from Juanito.
Yo, John. Rick, you're a good guy.
Oh, Ricky gave
me the mic. Somebody has a fucking dog back here, fam.
Oh, that's my girl. Is that Rocky? Yeah, that's my girl and her dog. You can make fun of Rocky, though, but he's a very sweet
guy. I just want to see Jim Jones hold a dog like that. A little white puppy. I just want to see him sit here for
By the way, that would be Natalie's dream picture. Jim Jones holding Rocky. Nothing would make her happier.
I got punched in the eye by a man with a puppy.
Juanito, can you play my record? I put out an album in June called Real Late, and there's a song on there. Thank you.
Woo!
The one room of people who would clap for that. I love you guys so much.
This guy didn't even fucking clap.
Wait,
the guy with the broken arm. The guy with the broken arm.
That was foul, man.
Wait, Scythe, his arm is in a sling.
How did you break your arm?
Yo, you ain't clap all night, you piece of shit, yo. This fucking guy, yo.
At least slap it against your chest or something.
Yo, do a knee slap.
Yeah, head slap.
Come on, man.
Yo, man. Knee slap, man. Yeah, man.
So... this gentleman, Jim Jones, was kind enough to jump on a record on my project called Snake Eyes, and I want to play you the beginning of Jim's verse.
Uh-huh.
Let's listen to Jim's verse, if you will. Mano, you probably haven't heard this, so let's play it for you, see what you think.
Okay.
Turn the bass down a little bit, please.
Sorry, John,
you've never listened to the song. Yeah. Jim goes last.
Yo, I used to tap
Ghostface
all around a nigga jaw to watch flip, but I ain't chic.
You gotta jump
four
to like the last
two
minute
niggas holding gold, sticking liquor stores. Any luggage in Lithuania, I pop up.
Oh, here we go, here we go. Good job.
I think WrestleMania.
No, his verse is crazy. He should want this.
Capo. Hex Rosenberg, about a very first encounter. He was talking slick shit. That could have been his worst encounter. I was fresh up.
Yo,
kitchen,
you hit
still
quick?
Waiting, working counters.
Yo, Mano.
I like that.
Wait.
I like that. My dog. That's my dog. I like that.
Oh, and I'm negative.
I like that.
I'm negative. He threatened him on his own song, and I'm the negative one.
Cypher.
We should watch four episodes of Insecure right now as well.
Play that. Let's play my scene.
That went over well. Good job. Did you guys do a sound check before the show? What the fuck is going on in here?
So hold on. Not once in the history of DJ Khaled's career has an artist gotten on the song and talked about almost killing Khaled in real life.
Yeah.
And the craziest shit was, Jim has this amazing technology. Jim, what's the technology you're using to record virtually?
Quarantine Studios.
And Quarantine Studios is fucking incredible, and it's a technology Jimmy came up with where artists can work with producers in different places and there's no lag time and they can actually record. So Jim, thanks to the beauty of technology, instead of me having to wait in a studio for Jim for like 3 days till he would have shown up, I got to just sit at home and he called me and was like, yo, I'm going in the lab right now, I'm gonna record this song. So we went on the virtual thing and I got to watch him record. Now, Jim, another thing about Jimmy, man, I know Jim doesn't write shit down. Do you ever write shit down? Jim never writes shit down, right? So he just starts rapping. At no point when he's recording the song does he tell me that his first bar is about the time he almost beat me up. So I'm just watching, and I'm like, babe, I think he just talked about almost fucking me up once.
Yeah. That's rock and roll right there.
Hex Rosenberg, about a very first encounter. He was talking slick shit. That could have been his worst encounter.
That's cold, bro.
Yeah, cold shit.
Now, I'm curious to ask you why you're here, because this is a story I've told many times because it's hilarious and important to my minuscule life. But what do you remember of this first time that we interacted, and I'm curious to how it will compare to me and Sife's memory of the situation.
I vaguely remember you talking shit about me on the radio. Like, who is this?
What time?
Like, who is this guy, Jim Jones? Like, who is he? Like, just talking so nonchalantly, and I was like, damn, and if Cypher's showing, I'm like, Cypher's up. I'm like, why is not Cypher not telling? Like,
oh, no.
I was like, Cypher's setting them up. Some guy said, I call up there. Cypher's like, oh, I told him. And Cypher hands the phone over to Rosenberg.
Yo, it's 5 a.m. Maybe 4:30. We had to do like the.
I think it was 4 to 6 a.m.
We had a pre morning show.
How many times have people had to been like socked?
Have I almost been socked?
Yeah, how many times?
No, he never. That's Rosenberg's problem. He never got punched in the mouth.
That's his problem, that he never got punched in the mouth.
Yeah, that's,
don't you think I've learned, though, problem. Anyway? I feel like I've learned.
You learned, but it took too long.
Problem, but that's his problem.
Like, it took a lot longer.
Got punched in the mouth.
If Jim had socked me once, I would have learned faster. But I did end up learning.
It's a learning superhighway.
This is Rosenberg didn't grow up in, where'd you from? The bottom, the streets, the corner,
the
lobby.
The lobby.
He didn't grow up there.
Where hell meets pain.
So Rosenberg.
And when, brimstone.
When Rosenberg first got the Hot 97, it was all about the music, which why me and him still get along to this day, because of his love and my love for hip hop music. But he didn't know about the extra element that sometimes the music is just an avenue for the goons to get out of the streets. I mean,
that's it.
So he never saw that life. He never lived that life. And then he came on the radio and was like, well, Jim Jones is whack.
I didn't go that far.
It's basically.
I didn't go that far.
Not knowing that people like Jim Jones and Mano stay in the club till 4 a.m. and then they stand outside the club till about 4:45, 5 a.m. and then they go home. So he's thinking, oh, we're on at 4 in the morning. Nobody's going to hear this. This is when they will hear it. This is when these type of rappers will hear this shit. And he called up, right? Because we used to have this thing called the hotline. And the shit used to blink in the studio.
Oh, no.
The warm line.
So that blink of the warm line became like something that I have like serious trauma associated with. Because I learned in that moment. And so here's how I remember it. MTV did a top 10 MC list. They put Jim on the list. I had just gotten here from Maryland where no one had ever heard me before in my life. So every conversation I'm having is in like a college radio station with 8 listeners, and we said whatever the fuck we wanted about everyone. Mm-hmm. It was just friends sitting around talking shit.
Right.
So when I got on the air, and I have a microphone now, number one market in the world where everyone's from.
Yeah.
And they tell me the reason I'm there is because we want your opinions. You're a music guy. You're the hardcore hip-hop guy. Blah, blah, blah. So here this comes, and I'm like, I don't know if Jim Jones should be on this top 10 list.
Bring!
And then I see that.
Immediately. Wasn't even out of his mouth yet.
The only words I remember verbatim from Jim that day on the phone with Sife, because this is the real fucked up part. They talked on speakerphone, but I was in the room.
We'll let him know we can make it real bad for him here. He just got there. We'll let him know.
I stuck up for you, though.
It was basically that. And Jim was like, Cypher, I don't think your friend's acquainted with how we do shit in New York.
That's it. I said, Jim.
And I was like, I hear what he's saying. I need to get acquainted. He's right.
I said, Jim, for me, because he's still in the city. He could pull up Hot 97 right now. I said, Jim, please, for me, this is your boy. I now got a shot at the morning show. For me, please, I'm going to talk to him. Let him slide. He's like, for you, Scythe, for you.
By the way, that was not the first or last time that you had to do that.
That's what I do. This is what I do.
There was the time Saigon wanted to get me.
Damn.
You settled that down.
This is what I do.
Maybe you should have punched me in the face once early.
I tried.
You tried also.
Hey, I don't think I ever wanted to assault you.
No. Actually, Mano.
Never.
Mano and I did a.
Mano, you should fuck always, up now.
Yeah.
This is what rappers think about when they look
Ricky
at you.
Ricky looks like he wants to punch you in the face.
I mean, you can if you want, Ricky.
Nah, man. Everybody does need it.
Did you?
At least once.
Yeah, you need it once.
You grew up in the mean streets of Queens. You ever catch a solid punch in the face?
I grew up in Queens Village. And it's hard parts to soft. Yeah, bro, I've been jumped.
Breakfast Club the other day. You know, your favorite radio show.
Love that show. It's great.
He was on the Breakfast Club the other day. And he said he's from Queens and Envy's grilling him. What part
of Queens? Bro, he tried to check the fuck out of me. It was hilarious.
He said, you ain't from Queens Village. And he had to break it down for him.
We just started spitting numbers at each other, dude. It was fucking crazy.
157th Road.
I got a story like what you did to him. This shit is recent to me. And that's because I'm born and raised here, bro. I did this special, right? And overall, it's been great. Like, the critics have been nice to me, but this one motherfucker wrote the worst motherfucking thing he could have wrote about me. So I went on his Instagram and liked every single photo of his wife.
Wow.
Does that work?
My wife goes, why would you do that? And I was like, I want him to know I can fuck his wife.
Wow. Wow. What did he say?
Yo. What?
What did he say?
I don't know.
No, not to that. Like, what was the initial thing? It was just a shitty review?
Oh, I ain't talking about it.
Okay, good for you.
fuck him. Yo, that fucking was nerd. It's a bunch of fucking nerds.
Fucking right.
Yo, that is like a...
Well, you good now, though.
Isn't that...
He's good now.
I know I'm good. We moved away from me now.
You're good now.
I didn't know that you were...
Let me tell you something. Hold on, let me tell you the difference between being in comedy and being in hip-hop. I would never, with a gun to my head, go like pictures of the wives of people who talk shit about me.
Is that a thing, though? Like, does that work, though?
I don't know.
It's just a form of trolling. I think it works, though. Yeah,
like, it's a good wouldn't like it.
It's a good troll, though. That's fire to do that.
Mano, we got 5 minutes left, guys. 5 minutes left. What's happening with Mano right now is he can't even contemplate having a wife. So he's like, damn, okay.
Why would you put that out?
Wait a minute.
Why would you say
should I enlighten him?
Years ago, bro.
We're a super group.
Okay.
I'm taken.
You know he doesn't work here, right? He's just here for the night.
I think she's talking about the smoke. She's talking about the weed.
Yeah. But this is part of the stage performance.
You can't smoke in the audience. This is part of the show.
Yeah, it's part of the show.
I like that, though. She yelled from the crowd, like, pass that back here, nigga. What do you do?
Man,
I like it.
Hey, fuck the pandemic. Pass that weed.
Yes, but I want to do right. stuff for my friend.
All right, let's get one question from the crowd. Before we
you
want to
do one? That's a lot of pressure. Okay.
Yeah, one good question. Who's got a good question from the crowd?
Better than can I smoke Jim Jones's weed?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So he's tough. Where
anybody
do you want to go?
Got a question?
Question?
Anybody. Come on. You know you got to ask. You wanted to ask.
Don't be scared.
Something you always wanted to know.
Okay.
Thank you. What's your name, miss?
My name is Allie.
Allie, where are you? You're from Allie the Bronx. From the Bronx.
Bronx.
And? Okay. Got it. Arthur Ashe. That's right.
Happy birthday, Big Pun, by the way. 50 years old today.
That's right.
He would have been.
Yeah, people don't know that. When he said dead in the middle of Little Italy, he's talking about the real Little Italy in the Bronx.
Right. That's right. Wow. Yo, okay. You never mentioned that to me once till right now.
I never knew that.
I thought y'all knew.
No, I never knew that.
Yeah. Wow. Okay, go on out. Yes.
Yes, you are. Oh, that's a great question. I like that. It's a good feel-good question.
Very good.
Also,
killer.
I like that she managed to mention being from the Bronx more times than Reggie mentioned that. Philly in
I
one
question. I noticed that. Good. She did. She said the Bronx like five times.
Good.
You know, be quickly. Best, I'm from the Bronx, you know, and being from the Bronx, which is where I'm from also.
Got to throw a big pun in there. Threw a big pun right in there.
Yeah, she got pun in there, too.
Got a big pun in
Fat
there.
Fat Joe is there. Good for you. She's 25 years old and she mentioned pun. I respect the shit out of that. Listen, it feels great. Like, I actually felt like a little anxious about doing this because Sife is in front of, you know, Sife doesn't believe in COVID.
I believe in what?
No, in COVID. He moves around with Dave Chappelle. No one knows what he thinks anymore. No, but in all seriousness, Sife has been doing shows, right? Like, Sife's been doing comedy shows, but I haven't done that many events. So for me, being out in front of people, period, and around people is very exciting. And frankly, I think it's the only city where anyone likes us, so we're glad we did it here.
Yeah.
It wouldn't have played as well in Houston. Thank you.
Oh, legends, thank you. Yeah. Not local legends. Oh, what?
I'm wearing a Larry David t-shirt.
Local legend.
Also for Brooklyn.
What do you think of
episode three of Curb?
Now you're asking Twitter questions.
No, that's a...
We have...
Yeah, but that's a good question. Uh-huh. I just want to say, I believe episode three solidified where we're going this season. It was firmly a step in the right direction. I loved episode three. You watch it yet?
Not yet.
Episode one was rough, Sife, but episode three, slamming.
Okay. All right, well.
What are you disappointed for? What did you expect
the question
to be?
We got
to
go.
Oh, how do you feel?
I feel amazing. Here's the deal. We've been wanting to do... First of all, if you're a 1UP fan, you know how we get down. And the last year, because of the pandemic, and thanks... Oh, fuck. Thanks to Billy June for bringing
us
back together.
Billy!
Billy!
It's been an honor... and a privilege to actually do this for 1UP fans live and on the podcast. And we do it the way we wanted to do it. We went through our ups and downs with different versions and then me leaving the station, blah, blah, blah. And this has been the most fun and the most solid year of 1UP. And he, you know, we were like, I don't even know if we should do this. I don't know if people are going to come out. I said, we're going to do a small room. And it's going to be perfect.
Out.
Sold out, motherfuckers. Okay. So thank y'all so much.
No, listen.
And being from the Bronx, the best borough that gets disrespected on the regular.
I thought you was from Brooklyn.
Never. Never.
You always told me you was from Brooklyn when you were with me.
Never, ever.
You always said you was from Brooklyn.
I would never say that. I would never think that or
believe
nothing.
You said it to me.
Never. I respect Brooklyn.
Right, but you're from the Bronx.
From the Bronx.
The best borough.
Yo,
the best,
only borough with a thug. Being from Philly, I'm honored to be here. I'm honored to be here, you know?
The Bronx.
Representing Philadelphia, you
we
know?
See that.
The Bronx is the Philly of New York City.
That is true.
Don't do that.
Okay.
Don't do that.
Okay, yeah. Yeah.
No, in all seriousness, though, like, I'm not taking time to process it. We really do a niche hip-hop podcast at this point. You know what I'm saying? We know what we do and all the different times we've been away and come back. So the people that are here and have fucked with us since day one, we have such sincere appreciation for. Like, I don't know if you guys know, Nori just did a big interview with Kanye West. You know, and Syph and I are just on a real ground. Like, every week, all we do is get on the line and talk hip-hop. Like, we really just fuck around with each other and have a good time. So the fact that you guys actually listen all the time, some of you support, God willing, with Patreon and come out to things like this, we appreciate you guys so much. So thank you.
Thank you. Last question, then we got to go.
When does Lobby Boys drop?
Ooh, good question.
The most journalistic question asked tonight.
From the guy who wasn't sitting there before at Mano's plant, just asked a question.
Say what?
Huh?
Mano, your cousin wants to know when the Lobby Boys drop.
He's a dirty guy, yeah. My verse will be next.
Yo, let's just fuck him up and make this the best podcast of all time. How'd it end? They beat him up.
Seriously. Seriously, though, when I saw y'all doing this shit together, that made my heart warm because y'all are the fucking two best dudes in the fucking game.
Thank you, man.
So and literally, does anybody embody New York more than Jim Jones and Mano?
No way.
Thank you,
man. You know what I'm saying? Y'all are New York walking. So stop delaying. When's the shit coming out?
No later than January.
No later than January. Lobby Boys.
That was such a Brooklyn answer. He gave you a no later than
no
as
later.
An album
no
date.
Later than. No later
Never heard about that before.
Years ago, bro.
Ricky
years
Velez. Ago.
Check out my special on HBO Max.
Feels good.
News, everything.
Yo, it feels good to say it.
Thank you for having me, Syph. Thank you for having me, Rosenberg. Pleasure to meet you.
Reggie?
I should have went before Ricky.
He's from Philadelphia, y'all.
I'm from Philadelphia. I perform around the city. What else? I'm performing in the city of Philly. I was on Insecure. Keep watching that.
You did something for Comedy Central.
Comedy Central set. That damn Michael Che season 2 is coming, so it's good. Yeah.
No doubt.
All right.
That's it. That's it.
I guess that's it.
That's it. Guys, we love y'all. Thank you so much for coming
out. Thank y'all so much.
DJ Juanito, Billy June.
We'll see you at the next one.
All around a nigga jaw. Dewan's flair, put an iron sheet in the figure 4. Two little niggas holding going, sticking liquor stores. Eeny, meeny, miny, mo. Motherfucker, pick a door.
There it is, ladies and gentlemen. There it is. We said it all. We said it all at the Juan Epp is Life Live. Juan Epp is live. We got more on the way. Hey, hit Rosenberg and tell him to do more live shit because he's the one that's a fucking hermit and don't want to leave the crib. But when we did it right. We did it well. So pull up and we'll see you next time. Thanks for listening to Juan Epp is Life as always. Good night, good evening, good afternoon, and good morning. Bye-bye.